But this morning, we start yet again with the health service, understandably, of course. Now, yesterday, we reported that South Dock, the out-of-hours GP service for Kerry and Cork, dealt with just over 2,500 patients for Kerry alone over the Christmas and New Year period. And this covers the time from December 23rd to January 2nd, inclusive. South Dock, which covers Kerry and Cork, dealt with more than 13,400 patients in total over that period. Dr. Gary Stack, he is the medical director of South Dock. He says that during that time, just under 7% of patients who contacted South Dock were referred to casualty. And he says, in contrast, for other times of the year, the average percentage of patients who are referred to casualty would range from 10 to 11%. Now, before going on air earlier this morning, I spoke to Dr. Gary Stack of South Dock because a number of you got in touch with us over the last couple of days about issues that you said you had with South Dock over the Christmas period. Now, the first question I put to Dr. Gary Stack is as a result of the communication you've been sending in to us here on Radio Kerry and on the Kerry Today show. What we heard was a number of you said that that you found it very hard, very difficult to get through to South Dock, that over the Christmas period, repeated calls had to be made to get through, and people weren't happy with this, and they felt it was very, very hard to get through to South Dock, which is, of course, the out of hours GP service for this county and for Cork. This is what Dr. Gary Stack had to say in response to the issues you've raised.
Yeah, I suppose I'm sorry to hear that, Tressa. The Christmas period has been by far our busiest period ever. There were, over the 10 days of Christmas from Friday the 23rd to Monday the 2nd, there were 13,500 patients dealt with. So that's divided by 10, that's 1,300, over 1,300 patients every day. And on the 27th, that was over 1,800. So they were obviously particularly, I would suggest, probably mid-morning. And again around 6 o'clock in the evening, there are probably peaks when people may have difficulty trying to get through, but no calls left behind. Every call will be attended to, and a message comes on saying that they're still online. We're looking at a system whereby we can give a person a number on the line to give them a better idea how long they'll be waiting, but unfortunately there are peaks where that no amount of people could cater for when all the calls come in at the same time. 6 o'clock, particularly in the evening, at 6 to 7 is quite busy any evening.
So you're saying
nobody will be left behind.
So you're saying after around 5 minutes, if you're waiting for around 5 minutes, there's a message that kicks in to say, please hold, or we have your call,
yes,
please
correct,
wait.
Yes.
But you're looking at other ways of
and to see whether people could be given a number on the line, could be given a number as to where in the queue they are, that might give them a better understanding of where of the numbers calling. So we're looking at if that can be implemented. It depends on the telephone system, really.
We've heard a lot about the problem of recruiting doctors in rural areas, and obviously there's a huge problem for out of our emergency services such as South Dock, which covers a wide rural area, in getting and finding doctors available to work those out of hours. Was that an issue over Christmas?
Not particularly, no. I mean, about 80% of the patients seen out of hours are seen by the local GP, so it is all local GPs on the busier times during the day and in the evening. So that wasn't an issue. There wasn't a GP shortage over the Christmas. We covered all the areas.
So it all boils down to the fact that there were so many calls made to you,
the
over
volume,
13,000.
Yes, I mean, yeah, and the whole year last year, there were over 231,000 calls to South Dock. That, again, is a big increase on where we were in 2019, which was the busiest year to date. But it means that almost one in three of the population have made a call to South Dock in throughout the year. So that is a huge number that would be using South Dock services throughout the year. You wouldn't expect it to be that high. It needs someone needing urgent out-of-hours GP care, almost a third of the population requiring it throughout the year.
We also got a number of calls in which people claimed that they had what seemed to be what they would presumed to be kind of minor conditions, but they were told by South Dock to ring 999 and try and get an ambulance. Now, I know you can't comment on individual cases, but is it possible there were situations where people who described seemingly minor conditions were advised to call 999?
Okay, every call is handled clinically. There's a clinical decision made as to what is the best for the patient. That what you described to me does not sound right to me, but I cannot comment any further unless I know a specific case that I can investigate it, and I'm more than happy to do that for you.
I know one person contacted us yesterday. They said they were a paramedic, and they said that a patient they were dealing with needed inflammatories for back pain, and it was advised that they would call 999 by South Dock, and they were advised to call an ambulance instead. You can't. We've contacted that person to see if they can give us further information on that, and you were saying if that person comes back to us and is happy to talk to us, you would be very happy to look into that matter, but you can't comment any further given the fact that you don't know the circumstances.
Yeah, I find that very hard to believe, but I can, without knowing the specific instance, I cannot comment any further. I'd need some details and be happy to chase it up from there.
How is South Dock coping given the fact that the emergency health service is in such a crisis or is in such demand at the moment, given that you have RSV cases peaking, you have flu cases peaking, you also have a rise in COVID-19 cases? How is the out-of-hours GP service coping with all of this?
There is a huge demand, and as you spoke, there are huge pressures on GP numbers everywhere, both rurally and more centrally throughout Cork and Kerry. So there will have to be some look at how that can be managed more efficiently, but that won't be decided over the holiday period. However, of the 13,500 cases that were dealt with, only 6.7%, less than about 900 patients were referred to casualty over the 10-day period throughout Cork and Kerry. So that equates about 170 patients in Kerry that were referred over a 10-day period were referred to A&E. Now, they obviously weren't respiratory. You had people who had fallen, who had injuries, would need an X-ray, someone who would need a chest X-ray, someone who would need symptoms of appendicitis or a bad urinary infection or sepsis. So it wasn't all respiratory. So the number referred is a tiny amount of the patients seen, and it's substantially less. The average throughout the year is 10 to 11% on the out of hours, but it's only 6.7% over the Christmas period. So I think GPs are more than doing their bit to try and protect the hospitals, and maybe we need to now look at how we can protect the GP. Even daytime GPs under threat, not mind out of hours. So I think that'll be a discussion for the coming year.
And briefly, what do you mean by protecting GPs?
I suppose it's a resource, and it is becoming an increasingly limited resource. So I have to look at ways, for instance, increase the number of practice nurses, increase the access the GPs have to investigations and services to make the patient journey smoother and more efficient. There will be two simple examples, and the other, I suppose, ICGP are quite interested in GP training, but that takes time to process. But they're all suggestions that have been put by the ICGP to government.
And that's the Irish College of General Practitioners.
Yes.
So you're saying that the actual percentage of patients who are presenting at emergency departments in Kerry and Cork over Christmas, only a relatively small number of those were referred from South Dock.
Yeah, 6.7% of 900 6.7% of the 13,500 which came to about 900 between Cork and Kerry, about 170 of those would have been in referred to A&E in Kerry.
Is it possible, though, finally, that if South Dock had more resources, that some of those patients who didn't contact South Dock or maybe weren't able to contact South Dock in a very small number of cases and were sent to casualty instead, that maybe if South Dock had more resources, that some of those patients wouldn't have to go to casualty?
Needing, I suppose, a more detailed look at who ended up in casualty or who said that they that they contacted South Dock and weren't able to get through. Anybody who contacts South Dock will be attended to. Need to have some patience really at the busier times, but there is access at all times, and we have set limits for when people are dealt with an urgent problem or with a non-urgent problem. We have set times as to when they will be seen and when they will be dealt with, and we are still well within those limits.
And do you have any figures, probably not, as to the average response time or the average amount of time that people were holding over Christmas to get through to South Dock? That's possibly
not in my hand. Not in my hand at the moment, Tressa. No, but I can look at those certainly. Yeah.
And we've been speaking there in the past hour to Dr. Gary Stack, who's Medical Director of South Dock at the Out of Hours GP Service for Kerry and Cork. As you heard there, over Christmas, from the period from December 23rd to January 2nd, South Dock dealt with more than 13,400 patients. Of the 13,400, 2,500, more than 2,500 were in Kerry. And I'd love to get your views and thoughts on what Dr. Stack had to say this morning. You can call us on 066-712-3666. Now, we got many comments in yesterday about University Hospital Kerry and the fact that 2 days ago there were 40 people on trolleys at the hospital awaiting a bed, the highest number ever recorded by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. And the union, that Nurses Union, has been collecting statistics, has been recording statistics about the number of people waiting for beds and waiting on trolleys since 2006. So we discussed that yesterday, and we wait to find out how many are on trolleys today. Thankfully, yesterday the numbers went down 25, but which is still too many. One person waiting on a trolley is still too many, but it's down. Yesterday was down on the figure of 40 from Tuesday.